Would you pray with me? Holy God, may the words of my mouth, the thoughts of all of our hearts, be acceptable in your sight. For you, Lord, are the one who saves us, who gives us strength. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. In 1991, singer Michael English debuted a song titled "Mary, Did You Know?" by Mark Lowry and Buddy Green. Now, it has been sung by several famous artists in various genres, popular, country, so on. And in the past few years, it's kind of re-emerged as if sung by the well-known a cappella group, Pentatonic. Now, the first two verses are, "Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God." I thought of that song when I read the story and thought about it for a while, especially in the words of Luke, when the shepherds visited Mary and Joseph and told their part of the story. "We heard, but Mary treasured all of these words and pondered them in her heart." Of course, the words in this song only tell half the story. The great times, the promises. The song says nothing about the times when Jesus was misunderstood, threatened with violence, attempt to trick him, and of course, his death on the cross. We could ask, "Mary, did you know about these times as well?" She must have gotten the idea when she and Joseph met old Simeon in the temple for Jesus' purification ritual. Part of what Simeon said to them was, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." Mary, did you hear that? Did you know? How could she have known? She was a young teenage girl who had been chosen to give birth to the one who saved the world. She could have been stoned because she was pregnant and gave birth to a child before she was married. And I'm sure that all of these things gave Mary much to ponder in her heart. And she could not be blamed if she had chosen to set all of this aside and not consider them. Mary, did you know? The good news, I think, is that she did not know, but chose to play her part in whatever God was calling forth from her, and to let the life of her son unfold before her for 33 years. This life of many wonderful things and many difficult things, she stayed with it. She accepted it and she supported it, even to the point of seeing them put her son on the cross. She was there. Like all of us, Mary's life was an unfolding journey. She accepted the good with the difficult. She continued to worship God and, I would imagine, gave thanks for the part that she was able to play throughout her life. Mary, I think, is a paradigm for all of us. We who have hindsight and can see how the life of Jesus was and how it fits into the world We can pick and choose what we think about God and Jesus and what we don't want to think about God and Jesus. It's easy when that happens to create Jesus in the image that we want, that we think Jesus should be. Mary did not have that. She could only watch it unfold. We need to catch that sense of letting Jesus and God unfold in our lives. We need to be open to seeing the goodness of God as well as the things that would bring pain to Jesus. What I'm suggesting is not easy, because we think we know the story so well. I'm reminded of the Christmas quiz that I've had various youth groups and other groups in the church do over the years. Maybe next Advent I'll have a sermon where I ask the whole church to do it. This is a simple multiple choice quiz about the Christmas story. And you know, I don't think anybody has gotten all the answers right. We think we know the story of Christmas, but there are so many layers of traditions and legends laid over this Christmas story that we really don't know it as well as we think we do. And what I'm suggesting is that, like Mary, we need to let the story unfold and think about it, ponder it, reflect on it. It is a pretty miraculous event. But you know, even if you don't believe Mary was a virgin or that Jesus was the Son of God and Mary, there's still the wonderful truth to the story that speaks to us on so many different levels. God loves the world so much that God sent the Son to love the world and to show the world how to love God and each other. This is something most all of us can believe. Mary, did you know? How could she? But she hung around to find out. May we do the same. Amen.